Hello, everyone. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 83. Wow, we're almost at 100 episodes. That's really insane to me. How is everyone doing? Hope you're doing well.
Oh, what a jam-packed weekend. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was my phone.
Jeez, that was loud. So sorry. So I'm just going to talk about what I did over the weekend, and then we're going to get into what's been happening in my life and all that jazz. So buckle up, get strapped in, get you a snack or a beverage or whatever you want, and let's talk. So Saturday I went to this mother-daughter like luncheon with my aunt, who is 94 years old. And it was a great little luncheon. It had like a little church service in there. So that was an all day thing. And the lunch that they served was absolutely atrocious. It was like a chicken salad sandwich, and it just was not good. And then today we went and visited my older brother and his wife and his kids, which is my niece and two nephews, and it was nice to see them. And then we came home and got dinner, and so yeah, it was just a family oriented weekend. And to be quite honest, I'm just gonna be for real with y'all, I did not want to record an episode tonight, but you know, I just thought I would just sit down and talk to you guys for a little bit. The last episode, I talked about being a gamer. So let me just talk about that real quick. So when I was younger, like maybe like 15, 16, I had a PlayStation 2. And I would play video games with my older brother. And I talked about in the last episode, this streamer that I watch on TikTok, Nick at Night Gaming. And he is so funny. If you're not following him on TikTok, you need to go follow him. He's incredible. He streams Monday through Saturday. He does not go live on Sunday because Sunday is the Lord's Day, which I agree, because like we all need a day to just like chill and rest from our life. And he plays Supermarket Simulator. He plays Fortnite. He does horror games, Contraband Police. And he has this thing like once a month on Saturdays called Sub Game Day. So you sub up to the TikTok or the Twitch, and you can actually play games with the content creator Nick, and it's just really great. So I have been bit by the gamer bug again because I want to participate. I am subbed up on the TikTok, but I'm not subbed up on the Twitch. So I have heard that TikTok is going away in September and that we're all going to have to migrate over to Twitch, which is very unfortunate, but that is life. And his community is just filled with great people. Everybody is just so kind to me. And it's actually like really refreshing to meet nice people, because like in the past, like when I've joined like fandoms and like other, you know, when I joined the Stony Yellow fandom, it was a rough start, but we got through it. I was watching one of the Stony Yellow's videos the other day, and they were talking about like cashless like places, and Nick was going on this rant of like, I can't believe like in society we have places that don't take cash anymore. You know, it's really crazy to me how we're getting to that point where no one will carry, like, money. Like, that's wild to me. Like, we're all just going to whip out our phones and pay for things and, like, Apple Pay or Venmo. So, a lot of places are going cashless. So, I don't know how long that's going to be going on. Or maybe it's, like, the new normal. Because, like, we can pay with our phones, like, with Apple Pay. Like, we can put, like, our debit cards and credit cards, like, on our phone with Apple Pay. So, you don't even need to carry your wallet anymore, which is crazy. But not a lot of places take Apple Pay. I don't know. I like paying in cash sometimes because sometimes I don't want to use my debit card. Like, I carry, like, some mad money with me, like a couple dollars or, like, a 10 or whatever, just in case, like, if I just, you know, want to save my checking account. But, yeah, it's just been a crazy weekend. I took a shower today, like, when I got home and all that. And sitting down and recording this podcast for y'all. Still obsessed with the Tortured Poets Department. I swear, this album is probably, this is going to be crazy, because Taylor has so many records, so many albums that I hold near and dear to me, but I'm going to say this, the Tortured Poets Department is in my top five of favorite Taylor Swift albums. I said it, there it is. Oh my god. I know that was controversial. Honestly, like, I'm just going to blurt off the top of my head, like, my top five favorite Taylor Swift albums. And I want to know what your favorite, like, top five, if you can do it. It's very hard for me because, like I just said, her albums are so near and dear to me. I just, like, ugh, her music is incredible. Anyway, number one. Oh, Jesus, this is going to be so fucking hard. Oh, God. Why did I do this to myself? Okay, let's think about this for a second. So, the album that really started it all for me was Taylor's debut album when I first heard Tim McGraw when I was 10. But I discovered her in 2006. Like, I was introduced to her. But I didn't start really, like, getting into the fandom until 2011 when I was, like, 14 or 15, like, Speak Now era. And like I said, like, the Speak Now World Tour was, like, my first Taylor Swift concert ever. So, oh, man, that's so hard. So I'm going to say number one is Speak Now. Number two, probably Reputation. I love Reputation. Oh, Reputation is my favorite album. I'm so excited for Taylor's version. I don't know when it's coming out, but I will be ready and sat. And number three, actually, no, wait, I lied. Number one is Speak Now. Number two is the Tortured Poets Department. Number three is Reputation. Number four is Lover. And number five, I would have to say probably Midnights. Or Red. Oh my god, this is so hard. Holy shit. Why did I do this to myself? Okay, let me start over. So, Speak Now, The Tortured Poets Department, Reputation, Red, and Midnights. Oh my god, that's so hard. Anyway, that's all I got. Tell me what your top five Taylor Swift albums like. Tortured Poets is really up there. It's probably, like, number one and number two. So, I would like to say, like, this album, The Tortured Poets, is not for kids. I have been seeing a lot of TikToks about these moms that are like, Taylor is cursing in her songs now. Did you not listen to The Lucky One? She cursed in that song. Like, I feel like she's been doing it for a little bit. She's just more comfortable doing it now because she's a grown-ass woman. She's 34 years old. She can do what she pleases. Like, goodness. This album is for the adults. Okay, it is for the adults. And little kids are not going to understand Taylor's meaning in the song because the Tortured Poets Department is poetry. It is pure, amazing poetry that she wrote, and that is so amazing. And she's telling her stories to us, and she's, you know, talking about her life. And she said on the Eras Tour that she needed to make this album, and I believe that 1000%, because this album was something she needed to make to heal from all the stuff she went through. And I get that.
you know, my favorite songs that I just absolutely always listen to every time I listen to Tortured Poets is Fortnite featuring Post Malone, But Daddy, I Love Him, Guilty as Sin, Who is Afraid of Little Old Me, what else do I listen to? There's just so many. Like, I just am obsessed. Down Bad, But Daddy, I Love Him, So Long, London, I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can, Love of My Life, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, The Alchemy, Clara Bow. Like, there's just so many songs on this album. Thank You, Amy is diabolical, like Taylor really said. Oh my gosh. So High School is adorable. The Prophecy, Cassandra, The Bolter, Robin, The Manuscript. Like, I could go on and on. The Albatross is fabulous. Fresh Out the Slammer. Like, so many songs that I just am obsessed with on this album that I just can't. I cannot stop listening to Tortured Poets. Like, it's like she put something in this album. Maybe she put narcotics in her song. LOL. I don't know, but like, Taylor is just always going to be that constant artist for me. Like, she has been like a huge constant in my life since I was a little girl. And I don't care if she, it doesn't really bother me that she curses in her songs. Like, I don't care. Do what you want to do, girl. And all these like mothers that are letting their 6-year-old, 5-year-old kids listen to Tortured Poets, I'm like, they're not going to understand this album. Because it's too mature for them. Wait until they're older to listen to Tortured Poets. Because, like I said, Taylor made this album for the adults. She made it for, like, the 20-plus-year-olds. You know, I will say it is very therapeutic. Like, when the first, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me comes and Taylor is screaming it, I scream it with her because it's so therapeutic for me to scream Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. Like, oh my god, it makes me feel better. It's like Taylor is my unpaid therapist. Anyway, but what else was I going to say? I really want to go to the Eras Tour again, but it's so expensive, y'all. I want to go to one of the Miami shows because there's speculation that she's adding Tortured Poets to the set. Oh my god, I'm very interested to see what she does with that. Because we've all seen that black and white YouTube shorts of her rehearsing again. And there's like a little Tortured Poets sign that she leans on. So I'm like, May 9th can't come fast enough because I want to know what she's doing. She's going to be in Paris for a couple days, which is Paris, France, which is really cool. So I'm excited for the tour to start up because I miss it. So bad. Also, I really want to start posting YouTube videos again because I miss posting videos on YouTube. Being a content creator is very draining because I have so many freaking apps to post on. I have Twitter, I have Instagram, I have TikTok. It's just a lot. Like, I'm tired of putting my name everywhere. YouTube, like, and then I have to, like, promote my small business, which is insane. Like, I told you guys I am restocking the In My Chiefs era crew neck. So if you didn't get a chance to buy it the first time, I am bringing it back. So get ready for that drop. It's coming very, very soon. I'm working on it. I just got to get my stuff ordered and all of that. So if you are a Kansas City fan, I got you. Also, very, very excited for the football season to come. I miss it so much. I am a huge college football. I do college football. Then, obviously, I'm a Kansas City fan for the Chiefs because I got to support Travis. Honestly, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I wasn't really, like, I didn't really have, like, an NFL team to root for until Taylor started dating Travis. And I'm like, ooh, the Chiefs. Because, like, my college team is Florida Gators. I love the Gators. Grew up watching them. I've grew up watching football, like, my entire life. So, huge fan. And I don't hate on other people that are, like, fans of, like,
the 49ers or anyone. Like, I'm a nice person. Like, I don't have any beef with anyone. But, yeah, honestly, like, I have been researching so much, like, gaming stuff. It is so expensive, y'all. Holy shit. My budget is under $1,000, and I just want to find a bundle. When I say bundle, I mean a monitor, a keyboard, a mouse, and a PC all in one for under $1,000. And I have been stalking like Best Buy's website and being like, what's going on? Because sometimes they have sales on their products. And I have been really particular about reading reviews. Because when you're about to spend two arms and a leg on products that want to last you more than a year, you're going to have to spend a little bit of money, and you want the reviews to be good. You know, if you're going to spend all this money and time, and you want like the PC to work, you want it to be fast, because when you download games, video games on like these websites, it takes up a lot of storage. So you have to make sure that your PC can hold it all. It's insane. Like, the PC is basically like the brains of the operation. Like, it's the bread and butter, you know, and oh my God, I'm learning so much. It's crazy. But yeah, that's what it is. Like, if you have any suggestions about what kind of PC, or if you're a gamer and you're listening to this, or if you have any advice for me, let me know. Also, I'm just so stuck on YouTube. Like, there's so much going on with all these freaking apps. Like, I don't know what to post. I really want to get my YouTube channel, like, knock the cobwebs off of her, because I loved making videos and I still do love making videos, but like, I'm just in a slump right now and I just don't know what to post. If I'm being completely clear and honest. Also, you guys know that I talk about Stardust by Allie so much on this podcast. She is a small business owner. She sells tech accessories. She sells phone cases. She sells AirPod cases, MagSafe phone rings, MagSafe phone cases, laptop cases for your... She sells all Apple products, and her phone cases are so fucking cute. So the two phone cases, she had a buy one, get one free sale the other day. And I got the Coastal Florals phone case and the Howdy. And the Coastal Florals phone case is like a white phone case with like blue coastal flowers on it. It is so gorgeous. And it has like a periwinkle like blue insert. And it's just gorgeous. And the Howdy is a pink phone case with like dark pink cowboy or cowgirl boots on it. So yeah, it's like a coastal cowgirl kind of moment, you know? But yeah, if you need any tech accessories, Stardust by Allie is the place to go. Also, if you need any apparel, NRE Apparel, please go check out my small business if you haven't already. I will be doing some office work tomorrow, so if you do place an order, it will ship lickety-split. And I do thank everyone who has supported my small business. It means so much to me that y'all would choose me. I do still have the cross scatter on there. It is live on the website. So if you place an order, they are ready to ship. So please, please check out the small business. You don't have to, but it would mean the world to me if you did. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking and all that. So if y'all could please do me a solid and rate this podcast on Spotify, and also share it on Apple Podcasts, and share it with your friends and family and all that, your aunts, uncles, whoever. I'm trying to get this podcast out there to everybody, so make sure you like give me a good rating. Please be nice to me, because sometimes the internet can be very harsh. Anyway, be kind to me, please, and thank you. Also, let me know your top five favorite Taylor Swift albums, because I need to know. I don't even know if I agree with my ranking, because like I said, my ranking changes all the time with Taylor Swift's albums, but The Tortured Poets is up there. She is up there. She's large and in charge. but yeah, just please make sure you rate this podcast on Spotify, and also rate it on Apple Podcasts, and share your favorite episode with your friends, your family. I have episodes for everybody. Swifties, Sterniola fans, K-pop stans, everybody. Oh, I miss BTS so much. I miss them. I can't wait till they come back. Oh my god, Namjoon, he's coming out with a new album. I can't even think of the name of it right now. Jesus Lord, what is the name of it? For the life of me, I can't. Good god, hold on. I think it's okay. Close. Oh, here we go. It is called Right Place, Wrong Person. I cannot believe Namjoon is coming out. I think his album is out. Is it out already? Oh my god, I didn't even listen to this album. When did it come out? Holy shit, I think it came out on April 26th and I missed it. Holy shit. Damn. Yeah, Right Place, Wrong Person. Oh my god, I didn't know it's... Damn, Namjoon, I gotta listen to this album. I don't even know the track list, how many songs are on it. Oh my god, you guys know I love Namjoon, bro. He's like my boo. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Thank you all so much for watching. Have an amazing rest of your weekend and have an amazing start to your week. And I will talk to y'all next week. Bye. Love y'all.